Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm here with Rocco Joel, owner of Undisputed.
Downtown.
Right.
That's right.
So, hey, you guys, we're going to start the interview, and I just want to do like a kind of a little short introduction. The funny thing is, I used to work downtown, and I came across Rocco in the parking lot as he was looking for his Harley. And I kind of escorted him to his motorcycle. And along the way, you guys know that I'm still kind of a new interviewer, right? So along the way, I got to found out that he was the owner of Undisputed, the MMA gym, right? And so I kind of had this spontaneous bit of boldness and said, can I interview you? And he's like, yeah,
absolutely,
for sure. And then I was like, oh, can I have a... picture.
Oh, yeah.
We got a picture of you.
Absolutely.
And he's like, yeah, sure. So Rocco, we want to know about you. We want to know, like, where you're from and, like,
absolutely,
how did you get here to San Diego and all that good stuff.
All right. So, basically, here, I'll hold the mic. I've done this before. So, grew up in Long Island, played hockey and golf all my life, went to school. Got out of school, went to the Coast Guard, out of the Coast Guard.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then actually went and played amateur hockey, pro hockey, actually.
Interesting.
Got paid for it.
Wow.
Cool. Moved to New Mexico, met my ex-wife, was there for 5 years, moved to San Diego in 98, and then got divorced in 2011 and moved downtown. And about 4 years ago, my buddy brought me in at the gym here as the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up selling to this person.
Mm-hmm.
This person, in turn, gave me a percentage of the gym. And my other two business partners, Nestor and Herman Tirado, are also owners as well. And basically, I've been here for 4 years now, running the place. And I live upstairs.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah.
So I've done a lot.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. So, hey, Rocco, there's kind of this upstairs area.
Absolutely.
That I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen some bands and stuff up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
On your Facebook. Tell us a little bit about that area as well.
All right. So, Rocco's Grill and Stupid Lounge, as we named it, me and my ex named it. Since we're living downtown in the East Village, you know, I have a huge front yard, which is my weight room, and a big parking lot and a turf area, but it's a common area for my gym members and everything.
Yeah.
Upstairs on the roof is mine. So we created that area to have a backyard in urban downtown, you know, and it's actually the largest private rooftop in downtown San Diego.
Wow.
So I have, you know, DirecTV, a hot tub, barbecue. My band plays up there. Other bands like Rage Again and A Perfect Tool have played up there, as well as Brixit 76. And who am I leaving out here? There's one other band. I'm sorry. The name's escaping me, but they're a Clash. Well, there's a Clash tribute band, which is Brixit.
That's cool.
And a Social Distortion tribute band as well, which is really good as well. So.
Wow, that's interesting.
As well as my guys, the Moist Town Soaks.
Well, you know, if you know a little bit about Rage Against the Machine, my son was really into Rage Against the Machine. So he kind of, when I told him that Rocco had this cover band up there, he's like, no way! You mean you didn't tell me about it? I'm like, I didn't tell you about it. I'll ask Rocco next time.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm trying to get those guys in here again.
Awesome.
They are playing the House of Blues, I believe, on the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
It's either the Rage Band or a Perfect Tool. I'm not sure which one, but they're playing out all the time.
Cool.
Yeah, look them up. Rage Again and a Perfect Tool.
Mm-hmm. So you said you were in the Coast Guard. That is cool. Tell us a little bit about the Coast Guard.
I was stationed in Mayport, Jackson, which is Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a 180-foot buoy tender, which is basically a huge bathtub. And I was a snipe, so I was in the engine room. And it was like a gazillion degrees in there. So I was on that ship for just about just about a year, and then I went to shore duty, and I did small boat stuff, you know, nothing major. Just rode around, basically going to like the Navy base, and to make a long story short, this thing's called EPIRB devices, and EPIRB devices, what happens is when a ship goes down,
right.
The EPIRB goes up and sends a signal out, like a distress call.
Oh, really?
So the Navy base had, obviously, a lot of these on their ships, and when the Navy guys are cleaning the boats, sometimes these EPIRB devices would get affected. So one of our things would be always have to go on our small boat into the Navy base to make sure that they were okay.
I see.
Which
wow.
Which was a waste of time.
Interesting. That's really interesting. So, Rocco, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in this gym.
Yeah.
And right now you have a fighter who's training in here.
I have a bunch, actually. Yeah. I actually have three fighters fighting at Squan Casino, at Gladiator, which is tomorrow night at Squan Casino. Ben Kashaba, Anthony, and Ron. Three guys are fighting. Mm-hmm. And the big guy, my business partner, Herman Toronto, is fighting in the Professional Fighters League, which is formerly World Series of Fighting in Daytona Beach, Daytona International Speedway, on the 30th. And we'll be at downtown at El Chingon Restaurant, watching the fight from there with our gym members, other fighters from my gym. Mm-hmm. All my coaches here are either pro fighters, former pro fighters, or they train my pro fighters. So,
wow.
I mean, Baby Joe is here. He's going to be fighting for a Bellator belt. Nick Barnes, who was just in here, one of my other coaches, a Bellator fighter as well. Herman Torrado, who's fighting in the Professional Fighters League, is also a veteran of Strikeforce, Bellator, and multiple other fight leagues. So just because we have pro fighters here doesn't make it like, you know, that's what people are coming here for, just to, you know, be badasses and try to fight. They're
right.
Here to learn. And that's what we're all about.
So you have, like, beginners here as
Everybody,
well.
Yeah,
it's
we specialize.
It's pretty intimidating, you know, to start off in an MMA gym that looks like this. Can you see?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do a little panorama here. Yeah, the hardest part about coming to my gym is actually walking through the door the first time.
Okay.
Because everybody has this negative connotation that they're going to walk into the gym and get punched.
Right, yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
You'll have more attitude at 24-Hour Fitness or Fit. Than you would at my gym.
You guys, I would have to agree with that. When I came in here, everyone was like the nicest, friendliest people. And it is way different than 24-Hour Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of attitude at 24-Hour Fitness. There was no attitude in here.
No. You can't have attitude at a fight gym because everybody can fight.
Right.
You know?
I know, right?
24-Hour Fitness, you got muscles for no reasons.
Yeah.
You know? Muscles doesn't make you like a badass, you know?
Yep.
I mean, I got 130-pound guys that'll destroy a 250-pound person.
Wow.
Because they know how to fight.
Goodness. Yeah.
But that's not what we do. We don't teach people how to beat bullies or anything.
Yeah.
Just the opposite.
Yeah. Awesome. Good to hear. So, Rocco, you live downtown.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of issues with downtown.
We do. Yeah. You want to walk over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll walk out this way.
All right. So we're going to kind of walk
and
outside.
And get some air.
Guys.
Hot as hell in my gym. There's Herman. So, East Village, downtown. It's been challenging. The business has been here for 9 years. Last year, our homeless population in the East Village alone went from 390 to over 1,000 just in my area.
Yeah.
So, trying to keep a business alive when things should be getting better over the years. It's just absolutely doing the opposite.
Right.
Rents go up. Mm-hmm. The homeless population is going up as well.
Yeah.
And it's just been, it's been not easy.
Right,
you know?
Right.
People don't want to pull up for the first time in front of your gym and seeing someone taking a dump on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Or peeing.
Right.
Or smoking crack.
Totally
or shooting up.
That, yeah.
And they'll leave without even me knowing they were ever here.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So. It's been a challenge. Right now we're dealing with the poopocalypse. The poopocalypse is all the poop that's been taking around.
We're talking
around
the about gym. Human poop.
Oh yeah, guys. Oh yeah, it's human poop. If you friend me on Facebook, Rocco Joel, you'll see the poopocalypse 2017 in the East Village. There's a short video about it. Yeah, and to be continued as well. So if you live in the East Village, I encourage you to document the pooping. So
right.
We can get this over to the proper channels, like Chris Ward, who's my district rep.
Yeah.
and the mayor, who I know as well.
You know. Now, you sit on kind of city official
right? Yeah, I'm on the board of directors for the Clean and Safe part, the Downtown Partnership Clean and Safe Program. Mm-hmm. So we deal with a lot of the stuff that's affecting businesses downtown. Basically, everybody on it's a business owner or a resident.
Yeah.
You know, we try to beautify downtown. We take care of a lot of, like, the guys, the Clean and Safe guys, are the guys on the bicycles with the vests that look like cops. It's also the garbage men that are downtown. Everybody that keeps the city up as far as tree lighting, the planters, power washing the sidewalks, all that stuff, you know. So I'm on the board of directors for that.
Okay.
And, you know, East Village has the highest rent right now and the biggest challenges, which is an oxymoron in my view. You know, I'm surrounded by cranes.
Right.
If you look around.
Can you see that? Petco Park in the distance.
Petco Park's two blocks away from me right now.
Yeah.
My backyard is all cranes right now. So, you know, the gentrification is happening.
Right.
But, you know, there's still the major issues, like on 17th and K Street right there, where you can Google, where can I buy crack? In San Diego, and it's the first researchers.
Right, yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And the police department's understaffed.
Yeah.
Underfunded.
Yep.
And there's nothing that they could do.
Right.
They got their hands tied.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, so I used to work down here in downtown, so you know, we dealt with a lot of the issues that Rocco's talking about, so it kind of can relate to, you know, we all should relate to what he's talking about, because we all live here in San Diego, you know, those of you that are viewing. How can we create some kind of a solution?
Huh. that's the gazillion dollar question downtown. Bob McElroy from Alpha Project probably has the best solution going right now, which is there's a parcel of land over near, I believe it's Pershing in 17th.
Yeah.
Right before, at the bottom of the hill, Balboa Golf Course, as you're getting onto Pershing, city lot, that's 7.5 acres.
Yeah.
You could, if you ever drive by there, you see a bunch of big, huge white city trucks, 7.5 acres. Bob wants to put 1,000-unit high rise in there, which will be permanent housing.
Okay.
A park type of environment. The solution is to get permanent housing, not transitional. Father Joe's wants to build another.
Transitional.
They want to do 2 800-unit towers.
Right.
The problem is it's downtown.
Right.
Which, like, we have plenty of places in the city to move people.
Yeah.
You know, or the county of San Diego.
Right.
So it doesn't all have to be downtown.
Yeah.
You know, transitional doesn't work. It's proven. 30 days and they're back out on the street.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They got drug problems over there.
Yeah.
Other things I tell people is, you know, if you want to come down here and feed the homeless, don't. Because there are resources down here to feed the homeless. You want to go to those places, such as Father Joe's and Alpha, and other places that have set up kitchens, bathrooms, facilities, and everything else to where you can go there.
Right.
You could
help
people, and you're not contributing to the litter.
Right.
And the poopocalypse.
Yes.
The poopocalypse is real.
It's real, you guys. So, yeah, I agree with Rocco in that, you know, volunteer for an already established organization who is well-educated in trying to create a solution. Instead of kind of coming down and doing your own thing, kind of gather in and be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
Right?
There's plenty of organizations that you can find that are downtown with a controlled environment, with a kitchen, to actually serve the people that need serving.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these stats, you know, 80% of the people are mentally deranged or this and that. They're not, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hard fact, okay? Because I live here and I've been in this neighborhood for 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay? And I ask people where they're from. A good 70% of them are not from San Diego.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And
uh-huh.
they have a song and dance about why they're here, but when you ask them if they want help, they'll make excuses not to take the help. Like there's rules, or it's dirty, or this or that. So it's the old saying, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
You know, teach a man to fish.
Yes.
You can do all the freaking scenarios you want, but at the end of the day,
I get that.
You could come out here and you can see the same people doing the same stuff every day and don't want the help because they're getting free food, they're getting phones, they're getting everything they need to enable their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest problems we had is all the tents that people were giving out to the people out here.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I think it's a horrible idea. They don't need tents. What the police have run into, as far as the tents go, is drug dens. So you got needles, you got knives, you got... I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying that it is a massive problem. And they're not allowed to have tents on the sidewalks during the day. After 9 o'clock at night, they can.
Yeah.
Fabian! So, sorry, business is happening. So, and my phone's ringing as well. So that's perfect. Great timing here.
All right.
So anyway, there are issues down here. The stats that are put out here, I don't know who makes them up, but a lot of them feel very made up. Just for eyewitness everything that's
because
going
on. Right in the middle of it. Right?
I'm right in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah.
Doing what we've been doing for years is not solving anything.
Yeah.
And the only solution right now is permanent housing and getting rid of Prop 47, which is a ridiculous, ridiculous law that was passed.
Yeah.
You know, if I find less than $900 worth of crack on you, I just write you a ticket. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
I know.
You know, you get the same people over and over and over and over out here, and they don't care.
Yeah.
And this has resulted in windows of mine getting broken here, my fence being brought down, people vandalizing businesses, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of issues.
Yeah. So, Rocco.
Yeah.
What, if I could ask you any question, what is the thing that makes you the happiest?
Wow. There's a bunch of things. Getting out of the East Village on the weekends and going to LA to hang out with my girl.
You should see that girl. She is awesome.
she's good.
Yeah.
She's good. But honestly, I don't know. Spending time walking my dogs downtown out of the East Village, shooting my guns at the range, playing golf. Those
awesome.
Are a bunch of things. And doing stand-up, of course, to the release.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I was meaning to ask you about the stand-up comedy.
So I started doing stand-up about 12 years ago. My ex-wife actually bought me comedy lessons with a lady by the name of Judy Carter.
Really?
Who is one of Seinfeld's comedy coaches, amongst other people. So she's,
interesting.
Yeah, she's a pretty big name. She said basically she was sick of me being funny all the time and making everybody laugh. Why don't you do something with it?
Right.
So for 12 weeks, I went up back and forth to LA for 2 hours, these 2-hour classes with Judy, and learned how to properly write comedy, you know, do everything. And at the end of it was like a graduation where we all performed at the Improv. And,
that's cool.
Yeah, so after that, I started getting booked up in LA.
Okay.
You know, nothing big. It wasn't like, you know, Saturday night shows or anything, you know.
Yeah.
But I've probably done, when I first started doing comedy, a little over 300 shows, so I commute back and forth. And I still had a regular job because, you know, 95% of all comedians have real jobs. So don't say you're a comedian. Say what you really do. You're a waitress. A waiter.
Yeah.
Bartender.
Yeah.
You make more money doing that. I actually lose money doing comedy.
Yeah.
My bar tab outweighs what I ever get paid in comedy. But you know what? It's a love. I like doing it. I like making people laugh. I like some of the comedians that I work with, like Ryan Shores. Great guy. Dave Callens. A few others. I'm going to leave a bunch out. But now it's just a release for me. You know, I have no expectations about, you know, doing anything with it.
Yeah.
You know, if I did, I'd have to move to L.A. because you only could make it if you're in L.A. or in New York.
Yeah.
So don't be delusional, San Diegans. You got to move to L.A. Ask Dave Wright. He's my boy. So, so I mean, you know, the comedy's a fun thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I write a lot of stuff about what's affecting me, and that comes down to street people.
Yeah.
Median bums, a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
Poopocalypse.
That cracks me up.
It's the Poopocalypse.
You guys got to check that out, though. Yeah, honestly, yeah. Add him on Facebook, Rocco Joel, and check out his
Poopocalypse. Yeah.
Poopocalypse.
Yeah, because Apocalypse. Yeah. It's like Poopocalypse Now.
Right. Right. I seen that on there. I almost cracking up. On
It's real, though.
Yeah.
It's absolutely real.
Yeah. So, you guys, this is Rocco Joel. He's awesome. There's a lot more to him than just MMA. There's so much more to you.
I do a bunch of stuff.
Wow, that was, you're very, like the sports guy here.
I was out at a young age. I was 16, 17 years old going to college, so.
Yeah.
I had to learn a lot of stuff on my own and wear many hats.
And you're from like the East Coast, but like what part?
New York, Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah.
Long Island. That's cool. My friend Dave Daly, I don't know if you've heard of him, the Monster Motivator. You got to go check him out. He probably would want to meet you. He's from like the East Coast as well.
Nice. Maybe he's a Jets fan. I also run the largest Jets fan club in California, which is at Taste and Thirst, formerly at Henry's Pub downtown. Look up SD Jets fans. You can't miss us. There's 540 of us.
Awesome.
So
cool.
You do that. Yeah. I'm a fan of all the New York losing teams, except for the New York Rangers, which is really good.
Awesome. Rocco.
Yes.
Thank you so
much
for the interview. You are awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm so grateful. But is there anything that you want to leave or end with to the audience?
Let's see. A couple of things. When you're feeling like you want to come downtown and feed the homeless, don't do it. Go to an organization and to their kitchen and do it there.
Yeah.
If you want to come downtown and bring them clothes, don't do it. Go to an organization, bring it to that organization, and that way there's no fights over clothes that are left in the street or more garbage for, you know, thrown on the streets.
Yeah. Great point.
Please don't do that, because it does affect all our businesses down here and the residents that live downtown in the East Village and the gas lamp, wherever. But come down to my gym, free trial, try the classes out. If you live downtown, we got special deals going on, and we do boot camps. We do, obviously, boxing, Muay Thai, MMA, Jiu-Jitsu, Gi Jiu-Jitsu. And on the 30th, we will be at El Chingon for Herman Torrado's fight. Which will be shown on NBC Sports at 7 p.m. after the firecracker 2:50.
Awesome. Cool. All right, you guys. That concludes our interview with Rocco Joel, who's an amazing, awesome person.
Thank you.
And
so is she.
We're going to peace out. Awesome. Bye.
Peace.